Yes, darling. This is Hedda. But may I call you back? We're getting ready to announce our good cave-keeping contest winner. You are a darling, darling. Toodaloo. Now, darling.
Careful, sister.
As I was saying, you're sure this Flintstone girl is the one we want?
Well, the staff agreed she's our first choice. In a way, she's like you, Miss Rocker. Efficient, but very feminine.
Yes-siree, Fred. The best part of going to work every day is coming home every night, right?
Right, Bond. The wife waiting with the slippers, the fire lit. Oh, it's great.
No king had it as good as we do.
You can say that again. Good night, Barney.
Good night, Fred.
Ah, my castle. Light the candles, Wilma. Your king is home.
Hi, Fred. Clean your hands and wash your face. Change your shirt and comb your hair.
Hold it, Mrs. F. Because you go to so much trouble for me and keep such a beautiful home, I am going to reward you. Here's a kiss.
Careful, Fred. You'll wrinkle my apron. You like the flowers here, Fred?
I don't know, Wilma. What a reception for a king.
Don't sit there.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
I just fluffed the pillows. You'll make a dent.
A man's house is his castle. Huh, some castle.
Fred, get off the floor. I just cleaned it.
If this is a king's life, where do I abdicate?
Fred, will you please get washed up?
What is going on here, Wilma? Where's Pebbles and Dino?
I sent them over to Betty's while I finish dusting.
See those? I'm allergic to dust.
You sent Dino and Pebbles over to Betty? Why?
So we can be alone for a while.
Ooh, you romantic little devil. So it's just you and me tonight, huh?
No, Fred. It's me and the judges from Good Cavekeeping Magazine.
Wow.
I'm one of the finalists in their Housewife of the Year contest.
So that's what this is all for. I'm playing second fiddle to a ladies' magazine. Oh.
Fred, please keep out of the way. The committee will be here any minute.
Boy, Wilma, I don't know about housewife, but if they're looking for fishwife of the year, you got my vote. I'm going out to eat.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. It's just that I'm so nervous. $500 is a lot of money.
$500?
That's first prize, plus a week's vacation in Rock Vegas for two.
Just for being a housewife?
For being the perfect housewife. You'll help, won't you, dear? Fred, what are you doing?
You gotta be careful, Wilma. You'll wrinkle your apron. The judges from Good Cave Keeping are coming.
Oh, you have a charming home, my dear.
Thank you. Have another hors d'oeuvre? Oh, no thank you, Mrs. Flintstone. I'm afraid I've had too many. And those peanut butter sandwiches were delicious.
I can see by Mr. Flintstone's waistline that you're a wonderful cook.
Yes, he does look well-fed, doesn't he? Mother always said the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. How true. And what's more, a fat husband is a jolly husband. Right, Mr. Flintstone?
Oh, I'm glad to see you're an old-fashioned girl, Mrs. Flintstone.
Oh, so am I. Most of our young cavewomen today want careers. They aren't happy just staying home and keeping house. Well, I am. Besides, Fred wouldn't have it any other way, would you, dear?
Nope. I don't go for these smart, efficient women.
I like them like Wilma here, cute and helpless.
Helpless?
When a man gets married, he's supposed to do the work. The little woman stays home and takes it easy.
Takes it easy?
Well, we must be going.
It's been lovely meeting you. You'll be hearing from us.
And Mr. Flintstone, watch that waistline.
She should talk about weight. I saw a brontosaurus take first in its class with a better shape than hers.
Fred, do you think what I do around here all day is easy?
Oh, sweetheart, I wasn't criticizing. You keep a neat house and you're a perfect mother. I don't want you to work.
Hi, Wilma.
How are you, Fred?
We saw the committee leave. How'd it go, Wilma?
Well, they learned about me and I learned about Fred.
Pebbles, there's my little pebbly poo. Come to your daddy, my precious little baby.
He likes his women cute and helpless.
Who doesn't, Wilma? That's the best way.
Barney, what do you think Betty does all day?
Gee, I don't know. Fools around, I guess.
You heard him, Betty. Your husband thinks you fool around all day. So does mine.
Ha! They should change places with us and see who fools around.
Hey, Bam Bam, put that down. Hey, you better look at your son.
He's always my son when he's naughty.
Bam Bam, put that TV set back.
Barney, you better put it back.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Isn't that cute? He brought it over so Pebbles can watch it.
I can't even move it. Oh, boy, is that kid powerful. Yeah, I'm sure glad he's on our side.
Well, Barney, do you think keeping up with Bam Bam is easy? Not to speak of washing, ironing, cooking, and cleaning.
Hey, what's eating you, Wilma?
It's something I said before, Barney. I didn't mean you were playing exactly, Wilma.
But I'm not working, is that it?
Well, no, I mean not a real job.
You think your job is harder than mine, huh?
Are you kidding or something, Wilma?
I say my job is harder work, much harder.
Oh, Wilma, you're being ridiculous.
Prove it. I dare you to change jobs with me for one day.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what do you know about working in a quarry?
Nothing. But I'll bet you breakfast in bed for a week that it's easier than working here.
Okay, Wilma, I think you're wacky, but if you really want to go through with it, you are on.
All right, I'll give you my schedule. Promise me you'll follow it exactly?
Yes, dear. Barney, isn't she cute, a schedule for housework?
Can you imagine that?
All right, Fred. Here's your schedule.
Boy, that's some list. You sure you can handle all that, Fred?
Are you kidding? Tomorrow's gonna be like taking the day off. I'm gonna sleep all afternoon.
Watch it, Buster.
Wilma, get up.
Not until breakfast is ready, dear.
And just where are you planning to cook breakfast? Under the blankets?
I'm not cooking it, darling. You are, remember?
Oh, yeah. Today's my day off. Okay, Wilma, breakfast in 20 minutes. Now, this is what I call a breakfast. Mountain goat meal, bronto sausages and eggs, French toast with cactus berry jelly.
Wilma.
I slave over a hot stove and you don't say a word. Wilma, talk to me.
Amalgamated Rocks are up 10 points.
Pebbles will appreciate her daddy's cooking. Here's your breakfast, Pebbles, sweetheart.
Well, so long, Fred. See you after work.
Hey, Wilma, wait. Why isn't Pebbles eating?
Because she's a baby, not a truck driver. You have to cook her baby food and cereal. It's on the schedule, remember?
Oh, yeah, the schedule.
Better hurry it up. She's hungry.
Daddy'll have it in a jiffy, Pebbles.
Haven't you fed Dino yet? goodness, you are behind.
Wilma, the phone is ringing.
It's for you, dear. You're head of the telephone committee this morning. They'll be checking in with you all day.
Who will be doing what?
The Ladies Auxiliary Committee. It's all on the schedule. Well, enjoy your day off.
I will. And don't work too hard at the quarry.
A helpless, cute little girl like me? I wouldn't know how. Have fun. Bye.
Coming, Pebbles. Okay, Dino.
Look out below.
Not bad, Wilma. Drop it in the pit next time.
Gotcha, Charlie. Poor Fred. I really got the best of this deal. This is fun. Look out below.
In the pit, Wilma, the pit.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
What's going on here?
Oh, hello, boss.
Who is that?
Well, Flintstone was sick, so his wife came down to take his place.
What?
Yep. That's Wilma.
Right, Charlie.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Flintstone.
Look out below.
You need a little more practice, Wilma. See you around.
Lunchtime already. Gee, the time went fast. Oh, and I must call Fred. Thanks, Hugo.
Mrs. Flintstone?
Hi, Mr. Slate. Gee, what's wrong? You look like you just crawled out from under a rock. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Slate. I'd like to chat, but pity the poor working girl. I've got to make a call. Eat lunch and get back on the job.
I got to get the dishes stacked. Put the cake in the oven. Close the door. I better check the list. I and Fred's clothes. Oh, I'm behind schedule.
Easy does it.
Might as well do them all at once and save time. Oh, no, not the phone again. Hello?
Fred? You sound out of breath. Is anything wrong?
Oh, of course not. Everything's just fine.
Fred, what happened?
Nothing, dear. That was the TV, one of those old Western movies. You know how noisy they are.
Better turn it off, Fred. Loud noises will make the cake drop.
Okay, Wilma, I'll do that. Goodbye. The cake. Oh, swell. It dropped all right. Pebbles! Don't cry, sweetheart. It's just a few dishes. They're easy, Pebbles, baby. Oh, you'd think the house was burning down. There now. Burning? Burning? Oh, no! Wilma!
Here, I'll get it for you.
No, let me.
You're doing it all wrong.
What's the meaning of this?
Scram, fellas, it's the boss.
It's past lunchtime. Now get back to work, you guys.
Hello, Mr. Slade. My lunch pail got stuck and the boys were trying to help me open it. Wasn't that nice?
My, how chivalrous. There'll be openings around here, all right. Job openings!
I'm sorry, Mr. Slate. I won't let it happen again.
Wait, Mrs. Flintstone. I want to talk to you.
Haven't time, Mr. Slate. Got a job to do, you know.
Four o'clock. Start dinner. Maybe Wilma won't mind cleaning up this mess once she's had a sample of my Brontosaurus stroganoff. Let's see now. First, I make the rice. I wonder how much you need for two people. That doesn't look like enough. I'd better use the whole box. Yeah, that should do it. You come with me, Pebbles, and Daddy will get the gardening done while that rice is cooking. Having fun, Pebbles?
Ready, Charlie?
All right now, Wilma. Put it in the old bullseye.
Hold it, Charlie. Tell Mrs. Flintstone I want to talk to her right now.
Okay, boss. Hey, Wilma!
Right, Charlie! Right on the old button!
Mrs. Flintstone! I want a word with you!
Look out below! How was that, Charlie?
Oh! Mrs. Flintstone!
Mr. Slate! Oh, are you all right?
Go home, Mrs. Flintstone! Go home! Go home!
Hiya, Fred. How you doing?
Barney, what are you doing here? Why aren't you working?
Well, you left early. I thought you might be needing some help by now.
You sound like Wilma. There's nothing to this job, Barney. Anyone can do 45 or 50 things in one day if they're organized, and I am organized.
That a boy, Fred.
I am now an expert at housework. Any questions you want answered, just ask me.
Okay, how come it's snowing in your backyard?
What?
I just walked through your backyard, Fred, and it's snowing.
Barney, don't be so dumb. Look at this beautiful sunny day. Now, how can it be snowing in my backyard?
I don't know, but I wouldn't go back there without a shovel.
Oh, no!
You see, Fred, I told you so.
Yeah, I see, Barney, I see. It's the rice. I left it cooking too long. That must be Wilma. Hello?
Fred, how's it going? Is everything all right?
Oh, everything's dandy, just dandy. Are you ready to give up, Wilma? Are you coming home, huh?
Huh? Are you, huh?
No, Fred. As long as everything's all right, Betty and I are going to eat dinner downtown and go to a movie. You see, I did such a good job that Mr. Slate gave me the rest of the day off.
He gave you the rest of the day off?
Yes, wasn't that sweet of him? Well, I'm leaving here now, Fred. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Wilma. Barney, help me shovel this rice out. Wilma isn't coming home for dinner anyway.
Oh, sure, Fred. But how about calling the Red Cross? This place sure looks like a disaster area.
Wilma was absolutely right. Housework is harder, and I'm going to tell her so.
Yep, it couldn't be any worse.
Yep, it couldn't be any worse if I'd have had the whole lodge in here playing poker all night. Hey, Barney, did you hear what I just said?
Yep, it couldn't be any worse. But I said it first, Fred.
Not that, you dummy, about playing poker. Wilma and Betty aren't coming home till late. And any guy who works as hard as I do deserves a little relaxation, right?
Right, Fred. You call the guys, I'll get a sitter over at my house to stay with the kids.
Raise.
And I raise you.
I call.
And I think I'll have a sandwich.
Yeah, sure. Help yourself, Joe.
Boy, Fred, this place is a mess.
Hey, don't worry about it. Wilma will get it when she gets home.
Yeah. Nothing like having a little housewife to clean up around the house, eh, Fred?
Oh, deal me out while I answer that, fellas. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Flintstone.
This is Hedda Rocker speaking. Hedda Rocker, darling. I'm the editor of Good Cavekeeping magazine.
Oh, Wilma isn't...
That's all right, darling. You don't have to call her. Just tell her to look pretty. I'll be over in 20 minutes. I'm bringing a photographer.
20 minutes. I'll tell her. Bye. She won. Oh, boy. $500. A trip to Rock Vegas.
Whoa. Who's that, Fred?
Oh, just the editor of the magazine that's running the contest Wilma entered. She's going to be here in 20 minutes. 20 minutes? She can't! Barney, check all the movies. Get Wilma.
Oh, well, there isn't time, Fred. Hey, why is she coming now in the middle of our game?
This must be the final judging. She probably has to make her decision right now. Ooh, if I blow this, Wilma will kill me. Now hear this, Lodge Brothers. This is red light. Repeat red light. We gotta get this place spotless, and I do mean now. Barney, you know how to make hors d'oeuvres?
Well, I don't know. What are they?
Those fancy little things ladies go for.
Here, check. I'll set up an auxiliary kitchen, and I'll make some. You can depend on me, Fred.
Joe, do you still have that costume I wore at the lodge show?
Sure. I'll get it, buddy.
Okay, you guys, let's dig in. I got 20 minutes to become housewife of the year.
Thank you.
Faster, guys! Faster!
I hope you brought plenty of film.
Right, boss.
They tell me she's a pretty little thing. Let's catch an informal shot of her as she opens the door.
Check, boss. I'm all set.
Coming, Miss Rocker. Hello, Bill. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you, darling.
That pretty little thing is the homeliest dame I ever saw in my life.
You look charming, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much.
You have a darling home here. You've done so much with it.
You can say that again.
I mean, won't you sit down?
Thank you, darling. You're a charming hostess. What was that?
That was my dog, Dino. When he crunches a good bone, you can hear him for a mile.
I got some shots of the house, Miss Rocker. What next?
Just sit down, Flash, while we chat a bit.
Don't sit there! I mean, try this. It's much more comfortable.
Huh?
Here, let me help you. Now you two sit right here and be cozy. I'll bring some refreshments.
Boy, that is one weird dame. But you know something? I wish I had a wife with muscles like that.
Oh, Fred said to make some horse dovers. But what can I use to spread on crackers? That's not bad. I think I just saw another can of Dino's dog food up here in the cupboard.
I'll have the hors d'oeuvres for us in a minute.
Well, now we'll just add a little Tabasco and a lot of chili, and then I'll add some cactus salt.
You're such a delightful hostess, but you shouldn't fuss so, darling.
Believe me, it's no trouble at all. Hors d'oeuvres coming up.
Uh-oh, that's my cue.
Here we are.
I don't know how you do it, Wilma. You're amazing.
Please, Miss Rocker, try one. You'll find them delicious, I hope.
My, they're marvelous. What are they?
An old family recipe. They're called Barney's Best.
How exotic. As good cave-keeping's housewife of the year, you're going to have to share these recipes.
You mean Wilma wins?
I mean, I win?
I made my decision when I walked into this spotless house. Congratulations, my dear. What are you doing?
$500! A trip to Rock Vegas! Yabba-dabba-doo!
Wilma, control yourself, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that you made me so happy.
Hold that pose. The powerhouse wife of the year.
Good morning, Wilma. Breakfast is served.
Good morning, Fred. Oh, that looks lovely.
Nothing's too good for the housewife of the year.
It's lucky the people at Good Cavekeeping have a sense of humor.
Well, after I confessed, they said they were going to give it to you even if you hadn't been home last night.
I mean, if I hadn't.
Well, anyway, you earned it. Believe me, now that I know how tough your job is, I wouldn't have it for anything.
Your turn now, Fred.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And now that I know how tough your job is, I'm happy with my job. Here's your breakfast, dear.
Oh, boy. We're lucky, you know it.
Mm-hmm. Because we've got each other.
Not to mention $500 and a trip to Rock Vegas.
Oh, it's so exciting. Is there anything about it in the paper this morning?
Well,
Let's see.
Oh, it's just a picture.
Well, I want to see it.
I better warn you, Wilmer, it's not too flattering.
Let's see it. Oh, no!
They didn't have time to cancel the picture, Wilmer.
I'm going to be the laughingstock of this town, Fred Flintstone. You sure could use a good permanent.
You know something, Wilma? You are one good kid.
What a picture!
Fight. And then that cap will two-time.